the convention lays down a comprehensive regime of law and order in the world's oceans and seas, establishing rules governing all uses of the ocean and their resources. It enshrines the notion that all problems of ocean space are closely interrelated and need to be addressed as a whole. And it comprises of 320 articles and 9 annexes governing all aspects of ocean space.
And what are the obligations of states towards the oceans and the seas?
The convention lays down, first of all, the fundamental obligation of all states to protect and preserve the marine environment. It further urges all states to cooperate on a global and regional basis in formulating rules and standards, and otherwise take measures for the same purpose. States are bound to prevent and control marine pollution and are responsible for damage caused by violation of their international obligations to combat such pollution.
Do you think the law of the sea has been a success over the past 30 years?
Oh, yes, definitely. The convention is definitely holding out the promise of an orderly and equitable regime or system to govern all uses of the sea. But it is a club that one must join in order to fully share in the benefits. The convention, like other treaties, creates rights only for those who become parties to it.
What do you think could have happened without a law of the sea?
Well, since the law of the sea reflects what is being considered customary law, without it, the customary rules of international maritime law will govern. Unlike the view that there will be a chaos without it, it's not going to be a chaos. There will be minimum rules which the states will abide by. However, with the convention, we now have more orderly maritime regime among the signatory parties.
There's a conference coming up on August 12th. It's the YOSU International Conference. What's that about?
Korea is now hosting an international exposition in YOSU in the southernmost part of the peninsula, and we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of the opening of the signature of the UNCLOS during YOSU Expo.
I'd be interested to know what implications this conference will have for Asia and for Korea.
The implication is not only limited to Asia or to my country. It has, I believe, wider reverberations. However, especially for Asia, we will have a special session at the conference titled Asian UNCLOS, and we will be pulling wisdom from the various experts who will be participating on such issues as maritime delimitation and compulsory jurisdiction of UNCLOS, which is gaining currency in this region at this moment.
Kyung Chung of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Korea.